On this lovely rainy afternoon, I'm sat in Corlay with Michael Colley.
Hello there. Yes.
Who is we're installed actually in Carpe Diem, which is appropriately named bar. Michael, you're an instrument maker, but you are an instrument maker of a particularly unusual instrument.
Yes, a very unusual instrument. It's probably one of the only real, true acoustic instruments invented this century.
Wow, that's quite a statement.
Most instruments nowadays are digital, or they have some kind of plug-in component.
Yeah.
This is completely acoustic, two sheets of metal fixed together and tuned by hand to make quite a harmonious, unusual sound that is becoming very, very, very popular. You will hear it in documentaries and in intros and outros of films and advertisements. Bjork's percussionist also is a player of these instruments. The original name of the instrument that I make was called the hung.
The hung.
Hung. It's pronounced hung because it is in the dialect of Bernese, Bernois, in Switzerland. And the word hung, spelt H-A-N-G, A-S-H-A-N-G, means hand.
Right.
And it means you play these instruments with your hands.
Right. So just to cut to the chase for people who aren't familiar with these kind of percussion instruments, describe one for me.
I shall hold one and describe it. It is two hemispheres of a particular steel which has been through a treatment called nitriding, which adjusts the tonality of the metal. It doesn't sound so tinny. It sounds more ceramic.
Okay.
And it's a thermic treatment of over 600 degrees Celsius with the gas ammonia gas. The oxygen is removed. The metal is put into the ovens, the shells, as I call them. They're called a shell or a cock, which is half of an instrument. One half has a lump sticking in the middle and the other half has a hole.
Right, and I'm going to describe it physically to people. It looks like a giant sherbet spaceship,
yes,
in black, or it looks like a very small spaceship from a 1950s sci-fi movie. It's beautiful, and it really does look like the classic shape of a spaceship, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Yeah.
Even the little indentations that look like windows. So, tell me about how did these come about?
The original maker was a tuner of steel pans. If people are familiar with steel pans,
like
they
Jamaican,
are. It was not Jamaican, Trinidad and Tobago.
Right, Trinidad,
they come
Jamaica,
from, but yeah,
okay,
yeah, that area. Leftover barrels after the war were used by the locals in Trinidad and Tobago, and they hammered them and made them sound musical.
Mm-hmm.
And that was invented, it's getting on for 100 years now, almost 100 years. In fact, it's probably about the 100th anniversary since the first real steel pans, where groups would play, and you would play those with sticks.
Yep.
They're like inverted barrels, basically. But a percussionist named Rito Weber, German guy, he went along to the steel pan makers and said, it'd be great if I could play one of these on my lap, and I could play, you know, both sides, or it could be more portable. So the inventor, Mr. Felix Wanger, he did some experimentation, and he commenced with a huge version of what we're now looking at, and it had all of the notes, like a piano, all 12 notes that we use in the Western music scales, like in India where they got 22 shrutis, you know, here we use 12 notes, and that is it. All music is made of 12 notes. In fact, 11, because the 12th is a repeat of the first. So, each one of these instruments cannot compose all notes. So, each one has a particular gam or scale, musical scale. They can be different pitches. They can be very high, very low. They could be melancholic, major, minor, Indian scales, pentatonic scales, hexatonic scales, anything you want, basically, but within fixed scale. And so that's what gives it overall resonance, is because it's set in a fixed scale, All the harmonics that I tune to each one of these zones, as I call them, have three separate frequencies tuned. I shall give you an example. Here is the note A, 8-3. If I touch one side of the note and I tap just there, you hear the octave. Fundamental, octave. But on the same note, tuned to the sides, is what's called the compound fifth, which is the fifth above the octave. Three notes. That's just one note.
Right.
So that each zone, there's no one place to tap it. It can be anywhere. The more to the sides, the more you hear the fifth, the more to the long axis, the vertical axis, the more you hear the octave. It's a little example of one that's not quite tuned yet. On the other side, you can add notes to the bottom. You can tune the whole. You can use it as an udu. There are little tricks that you can play with it. You can use it like a real spaceship.
Beautiful. Do anyone familiar with the Hammond organ will recognise that Leslie effect?
Yeah.
Also an invention of the 50s, 40s, I think.
Yeah.
But that's not well, actually, the Hammond was invented in the 20th century.
20th, yeah. This is 21st century.
Right.
This is 21st
century. Yeah,
we're in the century.
So this is effect, because also,
2001 was the original.
Wow, okay.
I was a player of the original instruments, for the last 20 years. And then in 2007-08 there came the first copy, shall we say, or homage to, or version of. Lots of people tried to make a similar sounding instrument, and they failed. But because people had heard this sound, if you've ever heard it, if you've ever seen it, if you've ever seen one of these instruments or heard one of these instruments, you want one.
Yeah.
Like straight away, you just want one, but they're not cheap.
No. A lot of people may have come across these on the street. They seem to be very popular with buskers.
Indeed.
Where else might people see them? And has anyone put them into an orchestra or anything like that?
There is a chap named Manu Delago. He's classed as probably the most famous. Well, the generic name now, Hung, is trademarked by the original fabricators. So now there is a name, generic name, it's called Handpan.
Okay.
I have a brand, and mine is called Asiel, which is a mixture of two words, Acier, which means steel in French, and Ciel, which means sky in French.
Yeah,
so I've mixed the two words, Asiel. This one sounds, to me, awful, because it's not in tune.
Yeah.
It needs a little work.
Yeah.
But if I play you one that's probably slightly better in tune, virtually the same scale, but just a little bit tighter, a little bit cleaner.
Beautiful. Now that's
beautiful. That sounds clear.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you play us out with something? It's an absolute joy to listen to this. And thank you very much for joining us at Spotlight on Brittany.
No problem.
Yes, let's play us out with something.